praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we Franciscans celebrate a very particular feast throughout the order for us, solemnity, that of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels of the Porciuncula, the little chapel where St. Francis founded the order, where he died, and where he also began the second order, the Poor Clares. It's a small little chapel named for Our Lady, Queen of the Angels. Its other name was Porciuncula, which means the little portion. And today marks the dedication of that little chapel, now enshrined in a great basilica under the care of the Minors, the Order of Friars Minor, in the Assisi down the hill from the Sacred Convent. And it was today also we mark a very great privilege that St. Francis himself obtained for the whole world. Our Lady appeared to him and asked him what he would ask for, ask for anything. And he asked for this indulgence that we can gain today. And Our Lady granted it if the Holy Father would approve. She left it to obedience, of course. And the Holy Father approved. And so today we have this wonderful indulgence that we can gain today. Actually, it was starting yesterday at noon, going on till midnight tonight. Anyone who visits a church, including this chapel, any church now, and prays the prayers for the Holy Father, the Creed and the Our Father, goes to communion and goes to confession, I should say goes to confession and goes to communion, can receive a plenary indulgence. A very special privilege that we are now given. All, of course, at the intercession of the grace that given to us from Our Immaculate Queen, the Queen Mother. That we are given today. That's what we celebrate today. Very great privilege, and we should take advantage of it. Hard as it is to gain a plenary indulgence because of our weakness, we easily fall, then we lose it. But certainly worth gaining if we can do that. Plenary indulgence means you, if you should die in that state, you have already relieved yourself of purgatory in any temporal punishment due to sin. So it's very worthwhile to try to gain. And we have till midnight tonight to gain it. The whole idea is to seek to what? Grow closer to God, in union with Him, by seeking to purify our souls, put our souls in the state of grace, which we do through confession and Holy Communion. Again, what great graces God has given us, our Lord has given us, and the means that He has given us to save our souls. We want to take advantage of that, of every possible means, to unite ourselves with the great, glorious God who has given us so much, who has loved us so much that He has given us our very lives, keeps them in existence, keeps us going, preserves us, and gives us the possibility of being united with Him forever in paradise. But we must, as St. Paul tells us, work out our salvation. It's not something we just sit back and say, Lord, Lord. And our Lord tells us that as well. It's not those who say, Lord, Lord, who are saved, but those who really work their salvation. And here's one way that we can do that today. Let us take advantage of that. That we can put ourselves in the state of grace and grow with that and continue. We can't gain a plenary indulgence every day, but we can certainly seek to keep our souls in state of grace every day, and should try to, in a beautiful, loving way to unite ourselves with God in Holy Communion. But we must keep ourselves in the state of grace to do that too. Let us take advantage of that then. The very great strength that our Lord has given us in the sacraments and in our prayer to be able to unite ourselves with the one true, loving God. This great grace granted through our most blessed Mother, the Queen and Mother, interceding for us in heaven already before the throne of God, that we can unite ourselves with Him here and now in this life and forever in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.